Let's turn our attention to the city, and Jason Bianski joins us this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Scott. I'm here so I won't get fined.
Yeah.
Will that work for my answers this morning?
That works at least for one answer as to why you're here this morning. I want to go back a little bit because there was an article in the paper on Saturday, maybe Sunday, having to do with discussions that were in open chambers, and you have discussed them with us, and some of those comments were, in fact, mentioned in the newspaper article. One of the things I would like to speak to is I believe the most contentious part of the situation was that there were members of council who wanted to hear about things other than body cameras. Am I right in saying that maybe the article didn't tell the entire side of what the discussion was about?
Well, it focused on body cameras. The big discussion at the city council meeting, and I invite all our residents to go online to briantix.gov. You can watch all our council meetings online in the archives, and you can look at this specific agenda item. But we had met with our city attorney. We had some council members that were concerned and wanted some updates on how we deal with terrorism and how we deal with rioting because of some of the activities that have happened here recently and that happened throughout the world. We were told by our city attorney not to discuss it, that our police chief will not go into specific details and procedures. It's a classified information, and so that was where that discussion came up. It wasn't in regards to the body cameras. I know there are several council members that would like to see body cameras. I think all of the council is happy with body cameras if the police department so chooses. I foresee us having body cameras probably in the next 6 to 12 months. We actually are experimenting and using them as we speak. The point of contention was in regards to the releasing pertinent and classified information that wasn't necessarily meant for the general public or for myself. I'm not privy to that information as the mayor, but we know we have a wonderful police department and we have a great police chief, and we know that they'll take care of the citizens of Bryan.
Okay, so there's point A on one side. On the other side would be for open council, for those that information to be given in open council. Is there a middle ground? Should there be an executive session where there is information that can, I don't know if reassure is the right word to use, but you do have a new member of council that has not been on council for a few years, and there might be individuals in single-member districts who would have questions, so that there could be some information maybe given in executive session that would help give those city council members some more background?
Absolutely, and our city council has the right at any time to meet with the police chief, which several of them did recently. They were very impressed by our chief, so if they haven't met our new police chief or if he's new to them, they have realized that we have a wonderful police chief, so I don't think there's anyone on the city council that would debate that. We're very happy with Chief Buskey. He did meet one-on-one with several of the council members.
How recently was that?
In the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
And so he answered as best he could for the questions and the pertinent situations, but I would say all of the council members have come away with a positive meeting, and at any time we were told we could meet with the chief to discuss any issues. Whether we can discuss it in executive session, there's certain things we can discuss in executive session: personnel, economic development, lawsuits, those type deals. I'm not sure, if it's an emergency type situation, then that's something we might be able to discuss. But just general policies and procedures of how public work operates or how the police department operates or how do they handle certain predicaments, I'm not sure that would possibly qualify for an executive session.
But to the best of your knowledge, this question has been put to bed?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. Jason Bianski joining us this morning. Something that's always continuing to move, and that has to do with economic development. There's always new stuff that's out there on the horizon. So kind of as we had a fairly quiet council meeting last night, anything out there on the economic development front that you can share with us, and maybe anything as far as blend opportunities within the Bryan city limits?
Well, we look forward to working with Blinn College on their second campus. We feel very positive that opportunity will lie in the city limits of Bryan. We're hoping that they will make a public announcement here in probably the next 30 to 60 days. And whatever the city of Bryan can do to help facilitate that move, we'll do so. Would love to see them reduce some of the population, some of the numbers at the current Bryan location. We're working with them currently on transportation and traffic issues out there. You know, they're working with some parking issues. They're relocating some of the personnel and some of the other departments to other locations throughout Bryan in hopes of reducing the numbers and reducing some of the congestion in that areas. It's been an ongoing, a lot of growing pains, and Blinn is growing by leaps and bounds. So we look forward to a new campus sooner than later. And I'm hoping that we'll have an announcement here shortly. And like I said, anything we can do to work with Blinn, we'll do so. You know, they've been a good partner with the city of Bryan. As I said, Bryan is Blinn and Blinn is Bryan. So we're hoping to continue that relationship with a new location.
Well, let's talk about that then, anything that Bryan can do. So folks will understand, when Blinn made their major campus expansion here before, basically they have a bonding cap. They can only borrow so much money, and BTU stepped in and helped them with that situation, and they put together the bond, and Blinn made the payments on time, and in fact, I think paid it off ahead of schedule.
They did.
Would you, as one member of council, be in favor of possibly bringing BTU to the table again if there needed to be some sort of construction that went over the cap that Blinn can get?
Absolutely. I would be open to that.
Okay. Anything else on your agenda this morning?
Well, you also mentioned, you know, economic development opportunities. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of things going on in the city of Bryan, and very excited. So we're hoping we have some entertainment venues to mention. I know we've got a new restaurant opening up here in the next few days, next week, Kreitz, you know, top 10 barbecue place. We're going to have to rename the city of Bryan, redo the logo. maybe Senator Shortner and Representative Cassell and Rainey can change it in Austin, but the barbecue capital of Texas, or at least Central Texas.
Well, I was going to say Lockhart may want to keep that.
Well, yeah. Lockhart's got three. I mean, we've got Fargo's and Kreitz and Martin's and C&J's and J. Cody. So we've got plenty of great barbecue places in Bryan. So, you know, we may have, you know, they talk about the vineyards and stuff that we have a lot of, and the wine trails. Now we'll have a barbecue trail. But so we're excited about some new opportunities. We've got some major businesses that are looking at expanding into Bryan, particularly in our buyer corridor. So that's going to continue to expand and grow. We've got some opportunities right there. Of course, depending on the final decision with Blinn College, there's opportunities there and things that could come with it. You know, our east side continues to grow, of the central areas being redeveloped, a lot of new opportunities. And just on the residential basis, you saw Home and Garden Television had a segment about Bryan and real estate opportunities in Bryan, and had a couple go purchase a home in the older central part of Bryan. I think it was around like Sue Haswell Park in that area. And if you haven't driven through some of those neighborhoods, you've got a lot of people that are buying them. They're fixing them up. Some are selling them. Some are renting them. Some are moving into them. And they're selling for top dollar. I mean, $90 to $105 a foot plus, you know, which used to be $50, $60 a foot type property. Mm-hmm. So very impressed with the revitalization going on by certain individuals and investors and folks that are just, you know, that care a lot about rejuvenating and revitalizing Bryan. And of course, downtown Bryan, look for the North End. Now, we've talked about downtown Bryan often, but the North End is the next one to explode. So I'm hoping we'll have some announcements in the next few months about development opportunities in the North End of downtown. So we're going to be doing some more requests for proposals and looking at some opportunities there, but we've got some things already on the table that we're considering for the North End, all the way from to the Ice House on MLK. So a lot of good things going on.
And I tell you, I want to shout out to your P&Z, because I saw their meeting. I believe there had been somebody who wanted to do a development. I think probably one of those 4-and-4 type situations on Nagel, and while the developer was not there and there was no specificity, and so folks know where Nagel is. That's kind of Hensel Park right there at the divide between Bryan and College Station. And your P&Z voted it down, and I want to congratulate him for doing that, because I'm concerned about what happens to Central Bryan. And again, as you said, when people come in and start taking homes and rejuvenate them rather than knock them down and build new ones, I think that's the kind of growth that we need in Bryan, that's for sure.
Very good.
Yeah. All right, thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you,
That's
sir.
Jason Bianski. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays.